Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
I'm your host, Michael Horn, along with the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the iconic actor, the one and only Fred Dreyer on the Fred Dreyer Show. How do you like that?
Yeah, hey, that sounds good. It has a nice ring to it. Thank you.
Yeah, it really has a good ring to it. We're glad to be with you guys. We got a lot to do on the show today. First off, football season starting in about 2 weeks or one week away from this weekend. We're going to talk about some barbecuing for getting ready for a little championship, pitmaster work. We got a champion pitmaster, Eric Arobi, is going to be here about tailgating. Did you ever tailgate once you retired? Did you go out to the game? I see you as a guy hanging out there behind the old tailgate, grabbing maybe a burger or two or something.
That wasn't me. No,
oh, wasn't you.
No, I stumbled across a couple down there in San Diego at Charger games and. And then, by the time we got rolling up here, the Rams are gone.
What about during your college days at San Diego State? Did you guys have any?
That was the most fun.
Yeah, parties afterwards.
Well, of course, yeah, sure.
When you get through, did you guys go out and have a couple of pops and a couple of brews and a burger or something? What was kind of the regular deal?
Well, somebody had a Corvette and they decided to do Brody's and they decided to get drunk and drive real fast. So.
You know, I got this 1969 Cougar convertible and it's in great shape, and I was backing it out so I could go hit it. Just test drive. Those brakes don't work as well as on the new cars. You know, you got to put a little foot pressure on it to stop them.
Well, you have the beef in order.
You got the beef to do it. Yeah, and we got the beef. So when we come back here, we're going to be talking to Eric Arobi, talking some tailgating tips for you, get you ready for the big season that's coming up. And then when we come back, we got a lot to talk about. Boy, the Rams have some problems. Looks like the Angels and baseball have problems. Well, they say that the Braves are the team to beat to get into the World Series and a whole lot more. So we got a lot here to analyze. And you won't believe the football stories. Apparently, there is a wife of a famous quarterback that has a podcast, and she is doing a tell-all podcast. I mean, everything.
Yeah, it's not good. And there's going to be a big backlash, let alone a bad season. So get ready for that one.
Stay with us here. It's the Fred Dreyer Show, the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn.
Fred Dreyer here, the heartburn hunter. You know, when you're young, your immune system is strong. But as you get older, coffee, alcohol, and fast food makes your body acidic. But now there's Balance 7. In just 3 days, it starts diluting the acid buildup in your body. 3 1-ounce drinks a day is all you're going to need. Are you tired of just being sick and tired? Balance 7 is the answer. You'll notice less joint discomfort, more energy, and heartburn is no longer a problem. You'll feel younger and healthier with more mental clarity. I know because I use it every day. Right now, try Balance 7 and get $15 off your order. A free bottle of My Smooth Skin, free shipping, and a money-back guarantee. So you have nothing to lose, folks. Call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. That's 800-793-9039 or visit balance7.com, code word Fred. Call 800-793-9039, code word Lord Fred.
Discover Tuscany in California at Allegretto Vineyard Resort by Ayers. Located halfway between San Francisco and Los Angeles, Allegretto Vineyard Resort is nestled in the heart of Paso Robles wine country and evokes the character and charm of an Italian estate. Voted as one of the best wine country hotels by USA Today, indulge in memorable experiences as you tilt back a glass of award-winning Allegretto wines. Savor locally farmed and foraged cuisine at Cello Ristorante and Bar while enjoying soothing spa treatments from the boutique spa Allegretto. Experience the handcrafted joy today with rates starting at $209 per night, Sunday through Thursday stays throughout the month of August. Use promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. Book your Tuscan-inspired getaway today with promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. AllegrettoResort.com.
Chocolate lovers, Michael Horn here along with J.D. Jeremy Dayton. We've got a special offer for them if they love chocolate. Am I right, J.D.?
Oh, yeah.
Go to VineToBar.com and put in the code CHOCOLATE20. You get 20% off your order. Now, here's the thing. Vine to Bar chocolate is dark chocolate mixed in with the Chardonnay mark. That's the skins of the Chardonnay. So you get all the health benefits of the wine, the health benefits of the dark chocolate, and you get some very delicious chocolate with Himalayan salt, so many great different varieties, but you have to go to the website. It's vinetobar.com, and the code is CHOCOLATE20. You like chocolate, JD, am I right?
Oh, I like me some chocolate. Too much.
Yes.
Too much.
Go to vinetobar.com and put in chocolate20. You get 20% off your order. Again, vinetobar, VineToBar.com. The code chocolate, CHOCOLATE 20. Vinetobar chocolate, chocolate20. Michael Horn with you, and we have with us on the show today, champion pitmaster Erica Roby, and we're going to give you, it's football season. What can I tell you? We're getting ready to go here. We got beef tailgating tips. Erica, welcome to the broadcast.
Thank you for having me.
Now, you're one of the leading female pitmasters in the country. You are an award-winning artist in the field of barbecue. How'd you get involved in this? Did you just decide to compete someday? Was food in your life when you were a kid? What happened?
No, it's actually kind of just a weird, circuitous story. I was a lawyer for most of my adult career, and I had...
Watch what we say here, Fred. Why, take it easy, okay?
And so once I had the birth of my first child, I was homebound, and for the first time in my life, you know, I couldn't go anywhere. And so I needed an outlet. I needed something to do, you know, to have balance in my life. And I decided, I saw an old grill in the backyard, and I decided, you know what? I'm going to teach myself how to do this. And wow. I never realized that by lighting that first fire, by loading that first bag of charcoal, that I was actually changing the course of my future and my destiny. I never once thought that I would leave the backyard, you know, for just my family. I never saw this coming.
To our benefit, that's the deal. Erica is also an attorney, a level 2 certified sommelier, and that's great. I'm a level 2 as well, too, so you've got wine training involved in there. Tell us more here. You're a United States Navy wife. You're a mom. And I guess a few years back, you also became a contestant on Food Network's Barbecue Brawl. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So I started posting just, you know, my barbecue cooks onto Instagram, you know, because I wanted to get in the barbecue community. And I also had made up my mind that I was going to start competing and barbecue, so I really needed to learn a lot from a lot of people so I knew what to do. And then one day Food Network called and they were like, hey, we want to talk to you. We see you're doing barbecue. We want to know more about you. And I was so excited. But then all of a sudden I didn't hear from them for a whole year. But I didn't take that as like, oh, man. I thought, oh, wow, they actually looked at me. And now I have, you know, I have my whole life to even get even better. So I got out there on the competition circuit. I started competing all by myself. And things just took off. And then a year later, Food Network called and they said, can you be down here in Texas in 2 weeks?
The season two winner. She's the season two winner on Barbecue Brawl. They call her the Master of Q. That is our guest, Erica Roby, and she's the leading female pit master. You've got the Pit Stop Show you've got now. That's a digital series over there. You were in the world. I've heard about Memphis in May. I've always wanted to go, but that's a huge, big event that happens in Memphis, Tennessee every year. And you're the World Barbecue Cooking Contest. Are you the a champion? Did you win that?
Yeah, so I actually, at the Memphis in May, I tied first place, a perfect score in brisket. We did a coin toss. We ended up fourth. And then ribs, overall, I'm fourth in the world in ribs.
In the rib
and that was just, that was huge. And I couldn't believe that that was actually happening. And then I was just like, okay, this is real. I know what I'm doing now.
She is something else. She's been on the Food Network's Barbecue USA. She's fourth in the rib division. And she's amazing. Okay, so so this year you've got this academy that you're doing. Tell us about this coming up this year in October.
Yes. So I own and operate a ranch right outside of Houston, Texas. And we are hosting our first barbecue academy open to the public. And there are four amazing champion pitmasters that are going to be the teachers. It's in January. And it is hands-on, a very intense barbecue academy so that when you leave our doors, you will be fully competent to handle any grill, almost any cut of meat. You'll know what to do, and you'll be confident doing it.
All right, Erica Roby, leading female pit master, Food Network's Master of Q. And so let's get down to it, because football season's starting up here. And for sports fans, that one of the traditions, and by the way, some people say that 2 out of 3 sports fans prefer tailgating to the actual game. Is that true, Erica?
I believe that is true. I have seen that. That is true.
it's what's for dinner. Got to get that beef there on the grill. So if you're a sports fan, you go and you get there early to the game and you're tailgating. But you can do this at your house, too. You can have a party at your house to watch the game. It could just be you and the family. But bring people over. Get that old barbecue. Pump it up over there. So what makes tailgating so popular in your estimation? And how can you really stand out since you're a champion yourself if you're cooking for the crowd?
Well, so you got to think about it. Tailgating encompasses food, fellowship, and family and friends. So you have everything that you need to have a great time. That's why it has turned into a lifestyle. It is definitely its own culture, and people are very serious about that. So then you look at, too, how can I stand out as a tailgate chef? What can I possibly do? And the first thing you want to do is think about what proteins you're going to be cooking. I like to cook with beef because of its versatility, the fact that it can cook on any heat source. It can also take on so many different flavor expressions and profiles with whatever rubs or whatever seasoning and marinade you're using. I use that as just my winner, hands down, when I'm going out to a tailgate. The next thing you need to think about is, where are you tailgating? What are the local food customs? What are the local food traditions in that region? Because if you can pay homage to that region and what they've done in the culinary scene, and then also add your own fingerprint into your vision for what that dish or something like that can be, you're definitely going to stand out. And that's one of the things that people don't realize is very easy to do, is to go into the history and then from there get your inspiration.
You can stand out from everybody else that's got a tailgater going on if you know what's going on locally. It's true. Now, but let's get to the basics here, because, you know, let's go back to prehistoric times when Fred Dreyer played for the Rams and the New York Giants up to the current times today. What is the food the same? Do people, what types of food are the sports fans most excited about before the game as you're at that tailgater?
Yes. So right now, what's really on trend are birria beef street tacos. You will see those at a lot of places. A lot of this has to do with just how easy they are to walk around with and share, and the flavor. So you're going to be seeing tons and tons of beef street tacos. And then one of the things that I like to do, and a lot of other chefs like to do to try and be unique, is take like a comfort food classic. So what I've been doing is I have a portable tabletop smoker, so I can get wood-fired flavor into my food. And I am definitely doing a smoked shepherd's pie. This is phenomenal. You have that smoke into your seasoned ground beef. You also have the potatoes. Then you have your crispy cheese that's all getting that beautiful wood-fired flavor. And people love that. So those are things that you can see. And then, of course, the Kraft hamburger. People are really going in on making hamburgers. adding their accoutrement and making it really their own. The Kraft burger scene is something that is never going to go away because the sky is truly the limit in what you can do.
My accoutrement, as you like to say. I have to tell you a little bit, Eric Arobi, is to go ahead and make sure you got, pickles. You got to have, I put mustard on there. Thousand Island would be great as well, too. Some tomatoes, all that kind of good stuff over there. It's just, this is the great deal when you put this stuff together. And you know, you've been busy with some recipes, from what I understand. Do you have recipes for your accoutrement and things that you put together? What are you making? Is it somewhere we can find them?
Yes. So if you go on to beefitswhatsfordinner.com, you can find a ton of my recipes and just other great recipes that are really going to help you out during the tailgate. One of the things that I'm working on right now, I like to go vertical. So I've been using mason jars, the plastic ones, because I don't want them to break out there. And I've been actually layering my food vertical, and I've been making these barbecue blitz bowls that are visually appealing, and they also contain barbecue elements, a lot of that good smoke, wood-fired flavor, and something that people really want to see and they can walk around with. They've been a hit.
Erica, I can't resist. You got fourth place for best ribs, and that's great to know. And you also go vertical. You are on my team. You got Fred's attention. Fred Dry's attention going on there. All right. So the recipes are at the website, beefitswhatsfordinner.com. Is that correct?
There you go. Find everything you need there.
That's the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. I've got this sign up at my bar over there. Beefitswhatsfordinner.com. It is great. I love it. Burgers, steaks, whatever you're doing over there. She's got that smoked shepherd's pie on there. Get your portable smoker. Get your Kraft burger over there. Is the beef street tacos on there as well, too?
Yes, they are.
There you go. All right. Let me give it one more time. Beefitswhatsfordinner.com. Eric Arobi, thank you so much. Come into the studio with us and grill for us one day, will you?
I would love to. Just say the word.
All right. Thanks so much for being with us.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Here to the Fred Dreyer Show. We're here in the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, the star of our show, the all-pro defensive end, the one and only iconic actor, Hunter Land's End. We're talking about Mr. Fred Dreyer. Fred,
how y'all doing out there?
Yeah, so you never tailgated, huh? Even
No, I did? I'm kidding.
Okay.
I've tailgated. Look, it's what's great about football tailgating is everybody is at the stadium, and where else are you going to go before the game starts?
You're right, absolutely right. I mean, were you ever a big barbecue master in your backyard? Was there a specialty you did?
We screwed around with it, my brother and I, until my dad came out and said, what are you doing out here? Where'd you get that meat?
So you guys, how old were you guys at that time?
Oh, 15, 14.
Had your Hoffman portable radios listening to a football game or something?
Well, we did. Yeah, we actually did.
Listening to old Bob Kelly.
In stereo.
You know, the football season is getting going. It's, you know, from this weekend a week away. And I watched a preseason game. It was the Rams against the Denver Broncos, and you know, you weren't around the handicap, so I said, well, I think the Rams are going to win this one. It's like they got shut out by the Broncos, and I'm thinking this is going to be a long season. So this story comes up this week, and I got to get your comments on this. Kelly Stafford, who is the wife of the Rams quarterback Matthew Stafford, apparently has a podcast. Everybody's got a podcast these days. She's got a, it's called The Morning After with Kelly Stafford.
The Morning After is the proper song playing. It's got to be the morning after. After what, a loss?
Yeah, Maureen McCormick. The Rams have, their roster has gone through a massive turnover. I mean, what was it, 2 years ago they were Super Bowl champions in Super Bowl 56, and then you know, and then Matthew Stafford is now, he's finding it hard to connect with his teammates, according to his wife Kelly. She's talking about this. I'm going to quote what she said on the podcast. She said, it's kind of crazy. So Matthew's been in league in the league a long time. He's like the difference in the locker room. This is her now speaking for him. Yes. He's like the difference in the locker room has changed so significantly. They have a lot of rookies on their team. They're very young, but he's like, I feel like I can't connect. He says, in the old days, you'd come out of, she says, in the old days, you'd come out of practice, you'd shower. People would be playing cards, interacting, who knows what they're doing, but they're doing something different together, playing ping pong, they have a tournament going on, they'd at least be talking. But now they get out of practice and the meetings during training camp, and they go straight to their phones. No one looks up from their phones.
Exactly.
Matthew's like, I don't know, am I the dad? Do I take their phones? What do I do here? And Kelly says, he's like, I don't want them to see me as a coach. And so here he is, 35 years of age, Matthew Stafford, his 15th NFL season, third with the Rams. And the Rams, we had stability in their roster over the first two seasons, but lost some last year, and more high-profile players went away in free agency, were traded this year. They've got, lineman Aaron Donald, middle linebacker Ernest Jones, the only defenders who started and start on the team's Super Bowl victory over the Bengals.
In 2 years, that they're the only ones left.
Yeah, that's it. Okay. And so my question to you is, what the heck's going on? Well, first off, where's Sean McVay, the coach? Doesn't he get these guys together and say, hey, guys, get those damn phones away. We got a gel here.
They don't dare tell people what to do.
Why?
Put it all together. Go to the next step or two.
Yeah. I mean,
it's harassment. You can't tell me what to do.
Yeah.
They're giving them every single penny that some don't deserve. And they give them every single penny that they do deserve, and it's too much. And you wind up having a locker room full of people who are split financially.
You know, he talks about, gee, people don't look at me. I don't want them to look at me as a coach. What would you like them to look at you as, a brother?
Yeah.
Well, you're the wrong color if you're looking for that.
Well, Kelly at Stafford said her husband's struggling to have his new teammates see him as an equal. They apparently, and again, quoting her now, they say sir to him, and she said it's like, no, we're on the same level here. We're both playing in the league. Let me get to know you. He said it's so different and so hard to get to know these guys. He actually had a book printed out. He had the equipment guy get a book printed of all their faces and their names, because he's like, I need to know their names. We need to talk. So I'm going to find their names. I'm going to say, hey, so-and-so, how was your weekend? So they know I know them, and maybe we should get to know each other. So there's chemistry on the field. But she says, see, I think nowadays it's really hard to develop that, because all these young kids, they don't care. Or it's not that they don't care, but they're so used to going straight to their phones instead of having some fun and some fun with the guys in the locker room. It's different, and it's sad. And this is going to take football and blow it apart. And I think the agents get money for these new players, and they don't care about any kind of team chemistry.
And the issue for the Rams, as well as any other football source, is to make it impossible to have your own life and while you're hanging around the locker room.
Yeah.
And what they should be doing is, you know, the coaching staff, there has to be a way of ownership and coaches.
Yes.
Just backing away, let the players work it out, let the strong players, the leaders, the strong shall survive, but you can't mandate leadership. And he's walking around saying, I want to be your leader. Will you look at me as your leader now? Because I really want to make sure that we're friends and we can play together. Because if we're friends and we play together, we're going to win some games. No, you're not.
No.
And people don't want you butting into their card game and their texting and all that other stuff. They have a life that they choose to carve out and let them do it, and get on with your life, watching film and tape. You're a quarterback. You represent the one position that everybody looks up to. And if they don't, then that's their issue. It's not your issue to get people to do that. You're not out there telling people, I'm the leader of the team, so you know you got to do what I say. And you know, maybe we should get together and go bowling or so. You know, that's not your job. That's not the job of teamwork.
No,
that's not the job of what. And he's in his 15th season,
and he's looking hot. He doesn't even know their names.
And he doesn't. He's scared to death, because you don't think that the ownership knows there's an age rift.
Yeah, there should be an ownership step in. Kelly Stafford, again, the wife of Matthew, said she and Matthew planned to host a team party, but those plans were scrapped because the house flooded out because of the after effects of this recent tropical storm in Southern California, Hillary. She said if they had hosted the team at dinner, most of the guys would attend, but then suggested going to the club and not talking at the dinner. She said when they were with the Detroit Lions, the franchise was good about hosting events, and she suggested the Rams follow suit. She said, I would set it up so that the players have a box and they can all go to a game so they can hang out. The Lions always had events that were good at, they were good at that. So when you lose or you win, it felt like it doesn't mean as much because your team is connected like they used to be. And she says, I think Matthew feels that most this the most because he's old and he's a leader of the team, but he's like, I don't know how to lead people I have no connection with. I have to somehow find a way to connect to them. I got an idea. Start sending them Instagram posts since they're on their phone. Just hit them with them. And, get them to, just give them some X signatures there and then get them on the Instagram. And that's the only way you're going to talk to them is on their phones. I know a lot of people. They come to my house. They sit there. They get through with dinner. They sit there. It's a wonder they don't sit there on their phones while they're eating the food. There's no interaction in life anymore. None.
Well, there's nothing that Matthew Stafford's wife or Matthew Stafford is going to do about it.
What do you do if you own the team? What would Fred Dreyer do?
It's not about ownership of the team. I mean, you can't stand up in a team meeting if you're the owner and say, "Look, you guys got to start talking to." You guys got to start talking to one another.
Hello, what's your name and what do you do?
Yeah, they should have, on their off day, they should have drag races out in the parking lot.
It's going to be a dismal year for the Rams, and that's why they lost so badly to the Denver. But I would think that Sean McVay should see this and the other coaches.
Don't think they don't see it.
So it's got to be something
and
to
they're
do.
And they're not going to run to the forefront because they don't want to put on that uniform, so to speak. They don't want to do it. They just want to be the coach and watch what happens. What does the team do in its off day? Do they rally around another? Yeah. Who are the leaders of the team? Who is through playing well? Who's
the person you want to connect with?
Who's the guy that you want to hang around with?
To bring them together. You're right.
You know, and so... And he shouldn't butt into it. Quarterback should stand out and work with his receiver core and let the excellence of what's going on the field and in the locker room and in the team meetings be the core of your relationship. I was around the league 13 years and it wasn't up to me to say, yeah, okay, Fred, this is your week now. Let's go out and get some bowling shoes and let's go down to Long Beach Bowl and we're going to really get close and those 49ers are really going to get it.
Yes, I'm telling you,
it's not going to happen that way.
Got to get some camaraderie.
I'm surprised that he's stuck like this.
Yeah, I'm surprised too. We'll see how it goes with the season opener coming up. We'll be back. It's the Fred Dreyer Show. We're in the Sports Lounge. We'll be back.
School on! Save on!
Back to school is on, and Staples has great prices on everything you need for your best year yet. Save on headphones and laptops. Save on notebooks, pens, and all the essentials. Priced low and still in stock. And right now at Staples, 24-pack Crayola crayons and comp books are only 50 cents each. Plus, select notebooks are just 35 cents each. School on, save on at Staples, where school savings are always in session. Ends 9/16, in-store only, limit 30.
Are you kidding me? Gas prices are up again? Somebody has to do something.
Well, someone did. That's why I use Upside.
Upside? What's that?
It's a free app that pays you back real money for every gallon of gas or diesel you buy. I just earned 25 cents back on every gallon of this tank.
Hold on. So the Upside app is free and you actually get cash back every time you use it? No strings attached?
Yep, it's awesome. Check it out. It only takes a couple of minutes to sign up.
Instead of just watching your dollars go into your tank, start putting money back into your wallet with the free app from Upside. With the price of gas today, it's big news and big money. To cash out of your Upside cash, just transfer it to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card. Upside users have already earned over $200 million. Now it's your turn. Download the free Upside app and get cash back on every gallon of gas. Use promo code GAS11 for an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up. That's code GAS11. Use code GAS11 for an extra 25 cents per gallon back in your first fill-up. Cashback's not available in gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Sponsored by Office Depot Office Max. It's back to school season, and teachers, parents, and students from kindergarten to college can find everything they need to succeed at Office Depot Office Max. With savings up to 60% on the company's best-selling school supplies through September 16th. And must-haves like Crayola products, spiral notebooks, composition books, and glue starting at just 50 cents, Office Depot Office Max is ready to kick the new school year into gear. Shoppers can get even more discounts and earn rewards towards future purchases with a free Office Depot Office Max Rewards membership. Need your school supplies fast? Customers can take advantage of the company's free 20-minute in-store pickup or opt for same-day delivery for qualifying orders. Office Depot and Office Max stores are supporting hundreds of Title I public schools across the country with an in-store donation program. Make a donation at checkout to help a local school in your community get new supplies to create a more productive learning environment. Visit officedepot.com/backtoschool.
Wake up, people. You're optimizing every waking hour of your life. From carpooling kids, to work, to friends, and everything in between. You have to get sleep. And a bed that can perform as well as you do. Meet the next generation Sleep Number smart bed. It effortlessly adjusts to your shape, position, and movements. Learning how you sleep, so you learn to sleep better. Night after night. Sleep next level. Only from Sleep Number.
Don't miss our Labor Day special. Save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed. Plus free delivery when you add a base. Ends Labor Day.
Welcome back to the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Michael Horn. That gentleman is Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, Hunter. I'm telling you, he's on Get TV with Hunter. The Hunter episode's everywhere these days on TV. And Land's End, so much going on. Let's talk some baseball. The season's winding down now. I can't believe it's just about over with.
What, football season?
No, baseball season. Oh. There's magic numbers out there now. I love the magic numbers. Any combination of a team's win and losses, and they're in there. So I thought we'd talk a little bit. The baseball executives, and Fred, you watch a lot of baseball, and so do I. And so they are talking about how to beat the Atlanta Braves, because a lot of the they say the road to the 2023 World Series title will run through Atlanta. Mm-hmm. They say the Braves, they've pretty much had the best record in baseball all season long. The Dodgers are right there near them, and they're the best team, people, a lot of them are saying, in baseball. So one rival general manager, this is not even close. And so they're saying, what makes the Braves so dangerous? And they say, well, the bats on the Braves, they're in, they lead Major League Baseball in batting average, on-base percentage, home runs, OPS on the mound. They're first in National
League. They own the whole stats.
And ERA.
They own all the stats.
The bullpen and ERA. Ronald Acuna Jr. is the cusp of baseball's first ever 30-60 campaign. They're a top 10 team in stolen bases. One executive says they can beat you in every phase of the game.
Oh, boy.
They got seven players with at least 20 home runs. Seven. Remember when the Dodgers had four with, was it 30 home runs? He's got seven with 20. And there are more than the next closest team there. The Braves' 7, 8, 9 hitters lead Major League Baseball in batting average, slugging, OPS. And they do damage from the top to the bottom of the lineup. They're balanced, another executive says. Right-handed, it's Acuna, Austin Riley, Marcelo Zuna. Left-handed, it's Matt Olson, Eddie Rosario, Michael Harris, and then Ozzy Albies is the switch hitter that can do damage from either side. So I say, you know what? Poo-poo on that. It's whatever team is going
to
be hot.
Hey, you know, I just noticed something here. Listen to you. It's interesting, isn't it, how the Braves lost one of the best baseball players to, I think, play first base.
Freddie Freeman. Went to the Dodgers. They didn't sign him.
And they didn't sign him, and he took off, and they're better.
Well, they were smart because they went to the Oakland A's, who are having like a fire sale, and they picked up some great scouts, said Matt Olson's the way to go, and Olson stepped right into the situation and done a great job at first base.
That's a big story.
That's a big story. But I say it's a short series, and here's the thing. Like what happened with the Dodgers last year when the Padres nailed them. Dodgers had this incredible year. They won more games than anybody in baseball, but they had days off. And so you rest and you go, I put my feet up, I have a cigar. And then you go back to play and it's all over. 0-0. If you don't hit the ground running, you're done. And instead, the Padres were neck and neck trying to get in there, and they went in and wiped out the Dodgers. And then they collapsed. Talk about a collapse this year.
Boy, today collapse.
I'm telling you. Ooh. What is going on with the Padres?
Well, they collapsed. I think they've got other deeper issues. Personality and...
They may trade Joe Musgrove.
Character.
Yeah.
Did they single him out? Is that what they did?
They singled him out. And who's the other guy that's now on the DL? The pitcher we had that was on the Dodgers, the Padres have such a great staff, and they're looking at making some trades. Look at what the Mets this year, they put this whole big team together. Hey, if you're going to commit, commit. And then they don't commit, and they just dumped everybody. So
no, they did commit because they got those two pitchers. They got Scherzer and
But then they dumped him. They traded him off.
Well, they did because the team wasn't winning with them.
Yeah. So I say, you know what? It's every man for himself. So don't get too excited about the Braves. They say, you know, like here's the deal. A couple of weeks ago, Mookie Betts was the long shot to get to go in and get the National League MVP. Now they're saying he's neck and neck with Acuña Jr. there from the Braves. So we'll see what happens.
They're just handicapping a tight horse race, and it means nothing unless you play and you are on the upswing as the season comes to an end. If you're thinking that you know you're going to win because you're going to get 100 wins or you're better in a certain category than you were the year before, that's just not the way it is, you know.
That's very true. Now, let's look and see what some of the neighbors, you haven't gone to our chat room here because we're on Facebook Live, we're on Roku, we're on YouTube. You can watch all this action there for you. Rachel says, hello, Michael Horn. I'm doing great. Thank you, Rach. Chris says, in an episode of Hunter, Rich Girl, Fred, you were in a scene where you were playing golf. Are you a golfer?
Well, am I a golfer?
Do you play golf?
When I have a club in my hand, I am.
Okay.
There I am.
Lori says hello from Iowa. Rachel's also saying hello to you, Fred. She says you're her favorite actor.
Thank you.
And she's watching Land's End. She likes and she also watches Hunter.
Uh-huh.
And she likes listening to the radio show and watching us. Chris says,
very good.
Now that Trey Lance has been traded to the Dallas Cowboys, do you think Nick Bosa is next?
Why would that?
That's what Chris wants to know.
Why would you single him out?
Yeah. Rachel says.
No, no, wait a minute. Just a second. Yeah. Just before we leave. Why is it that, how does one have to do with the other?
Chris, give us more info. Get back to us there. Kathy is online. She says, hi from Lawndale. Katrina saying, hey, Fred Dreyer, Mike Horn, how you doing?
Mm-hmm.
She enjoys watching us. And everybody's talking about Land's End. This is that you did one season of a great syndicated show with the Disney folks. And nobody could find it. I remember doing the show. People were looking for it. And now it's on TV everywhere. So
yeah, it word gets out. And it's a fast, they call it a fast burning.
It's good.
Television series, and it's off center. It's a blue sky show, as they say. You know, it's got sun and surf and all that, and it's fun. It's all about characters. It's you've got a group of guys down there in Cabo who are having a lot of fun, and they love one another, and it's kind of like what Jerry Seinfeld's show was. It's about nothing. This is kind of the same thing. You know, it's not about anything down there at the beach.
Yeah, and it's kind of like this show. We have a good show about nothing sometimes.
This is what's unfolding now.
That's right. Now, we also have, John is saying he's in Pleasantville, New York, and he says he can't wait for fall football season. It's here already. Can you believe that? Shannon's saying you're looking great this evening, Fred, so that's a good thing. Nikki is in Nebraska saying hi. What else we got here there? Kathy saying, how about the El Segundo Little League team? Let's do a shout-out.
I love those guys.
Yep.
I'm telling you.
Yep.
Those guys.
They're good.
Is there a song out called El Segundo?
No, but we'll make one.
But we should get some artists in here to craft one. And congratulations to all of those guys. Man, what a thrill. What a life-lasting thrill that is.
Are they available to help the Angels? Because the Angels.
Can they play outfield in Yankee Stadium?
The Yankees need them. The Angels have placed nearly a quarter of their roster on waivers this week, including Lucas Giolito, relievers Matt Moore, Ronaldo Lopez, Dominic Leon, Hunter Renfroe from the outfield, Randall Grichuk. There's a flurry of intrigue leading up to this. Here's when you do waivers. The Angels will give away the players for $50,000. You can get the player, and you got to take up the salary. And so they could save like $7 million. So as Giolito said, he read the news on X, and formerly known as Twitter, and he was very surprised. But there you go. Other players that are on waivers too. The Yankees, Harrison Bader, center fielder, is out. New York Mets right-hander Carlos Carrasco. Chicago White Sox right-hander Mike Clevinger. Detroit Tigers reliever Jose Cisnero. There's a lot of players out
there.
You
know something?
People want to pay for.
You know, I said this a long time ago, and every time a baseball season starts and ends, no matter what sporting event it is, I always come up with this.
What's that?
How about ownership? How about the league? Because it's made of a conglomeration of all the owners.
Right.
How about the ownership saying there's no multi-year contracts?
I agree.
Everybody's on a one-year contract. They're all free agents after the season's over.
Be good.
And when you do that, you'll have yourself a league.
Well, how about the Angels? Shohei Ohtani, a week ago, his arm's gone. He has a Tommy John surgery in the right elbow, the ligament there, and he's not going to pitch this season. It was Wednesday and the night in Anaheim, and a twist to the lead up that the Angels kept him to try to make a run at it. I appreciate the Angels for doing that, but so Ohtani says he's still going to be a DH. He'll still hit in that position. So he threw just 26 pitches. They had to take him out of the game. He's done for the year. So could be Tommy John surgery. He was trying to look for a 500 million contract, and so they're saying this could help the Angels re-sign him maybe for a year.
Because they
could re-sign him for a year while he's going through his rehab. He could DH for him, because while you're rehabbing, you can DH, and maybe he's got a good feel for the Angels. Now, here's the latest thing is he's playing the Phillies here this week, late in this week, and he limps off the field apparently with a leg injury against the Phillies.
You know something? When a pitcher who just pitches,
yeah,
when a pitcher has Tommy John surgery,
yep,
they don't allow him to get anywhere near the field with a bat.
They do now. They do. What's his face on the Phillies came back? Brian Harper. He was he came back early and he's DH.
That's what they're doing. He spent a lot of time rehabbing.
Yeah, but a while, but he came back early. So, if he gets the surgery now.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
It's a gamble.
I mean, it's a gamble.
Could lose $300 million on this deal. Now, Cody Bellinger, Dodger, he was
Weasel of the Year.
He was the Player of the Year, in 2017, 16, 18, whatever it was for the Dodgers. 3 years where he stunk. And apparently goes to the Cubs, and good for him. By his own doing. I want to hear what you mean by that, because Cody goes to the Cubs. He's hitting really well. He's got home runs. He's got RBIs. Could be his second best year in baseball. And he says, you know what? I told my agent, Scott Boras, I said, find somebody who understands me. He said he found the Cubs, really? And he says, I'm finally having fun again.
Well, good.
What the hell does that mean?
Why don't you re-sign with the Cubs and see what it's like playing center field up there against the Ivy?
Agent, Scott Boras, he goes in and he says, the Dodgers didn't understand he was injured, and they kept having him play, and he should have been rested.
That's a lie.
They kept changing his batting style, and so now he's doing it. These agents are full of hot air, aren't they? And money.
Lots of money. That's a manipulation.
There's a lot of bucks. Those agents, really,
yeah.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
So, that's a tough thing.
You're going to believe Scott Boras?
Yeah, well, he's... probably what's wrong with football, too. These young kids got an agent saying, yeah, go take your phones in there and have fun over there. Make your money in there. It took you forever to get a new phone.
The phones would not attract me to my teammates. They would repel me. I would be long gone after practice. I'd say, good, all these guys are over there on their cell phones interacting with nothing. And I'm home.
Well, so
I'm down at the beach in Newport Beach having dinner. With my favorite defensive tackle.
There you go. Cleveland, Ohio, checking in with Lee. New Mexico with Bruce. Hello. Cape Canaveral, Florida. Martine is the 11 Land's End. And from El Segundo, Bruce has got a sunrise. I don't know. He must have got up late because we don't do the show during sunrise. All right. We'll take a little break. We'll come back with more. It is the Sports Lodge. When we come back, got a great tribute here for a good guest star on Hunter. Stay with us.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. That's 800-390-5160.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Welcome back here to the Fred Dreyer Show. We're in the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer, and Pamela is our kind of our, what is she, a valedictorian or something? She's our photographer for the show. And she always talks about some episodes of Hunter. And she said, thank you, Fred, for sharing your remembrance last week's show. Where, and she said this week she wants to talk about Shelley Smith, yep, that you worked with, who sadly passed away on August 8th. Apparently, she was in the episode Down and Under on Hunter, and a very excellent episode, which she portrayed or played the character Stella Graham. And you apparently was an old friend of yours. Is that correct? You and Stella Graham?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah, we were. We were friends.
Yeah, friends, and she said an old flame of Hunter. You definitely looked great together. It looked like it was, she said, filmed in Australia. She says she knows it was California. Do you remember where the show was shot?
It was up the Ventura Freeway.
Well, apparently, you two kind of carried on a little bit. There was a lot of smacks in there, a little, you know, beautiful and talented. She said Miss Smith started her career as a supermodel and then became a successful actress and went on to great fame. Smart lady, too. She retired from acting in 1991 and earned a master's degree in psychology, became a licensed marriage and family therapist.
How about that? And she'd be a good one, too. She's... yeah. Easy to talk to.
Yeah, well, there you go. Condolences to her family and friends from all of us here, all of our listeners, too, on the Fred Dreyer Show. And that's our broadcast. If you missed anything, please follow Fred on X, Fred_Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, Facebook.com, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDryer and email him. He gets tons of emails. He answers them as soon as he can, even though there's boxes out there in the lobby.
There's too many boxes out there, folks.
Fred Dryer, D-R-Y-E-R, at crntalk.com. That's Fred Dryer at crntalk.com. That's our show. We'll see you next week at the same time. Until then, some thoughts from you, Fred Dryer, for us to ponder during the week.
I miss Shelly Smith, and I'm going to be thinking about her this evening.
Yeah. All right. Have a good week, everybody.